and welcome to another episode of Plants and Cats. My name is Erica Broom, and today's topic is all about self-care and why proper self-care isn't just about having bubble baths. So let's jump right into today's topic. So we've all heard it over and over, especially since the shit show that 2020 was. Self-care is more important than ever, and I feel like self-care is also, most importantly, being marketed to us more than ever. It's being pummeled in us all the time, right? But when we think of self-care, usually the first thing that pops into mind is a hot bubble bath, maybe with a glass of wine, your favorite non-alcoholic beverage, and reading a steamy romance novel by candlelight, right? That's the first thing that pops into your mind when you go, what did you do for your self-care day? You're like, oh, I took a bubble bath. And while that is definitely a valid form of self-care, there's a lot more to it than just caring for ourselves physically. So it's easy to fall into the trap of only looking after others, pushing our own needs aside, and never having those needs that we have met, especially those of us who are mothers or caretakers of other humans or people that work full-time even. There's lots of things that can get in the way and make it harder for us to have our needs met. But what happens when you never look after your own needs? When you constantly push them aside and never take the time to recover from always overgiving? I know that I have been I have done this in the past myself, and it's easy to overgive. It's harder to set the boundary of not doing it, not overgiving, than it is to just overgive, right? So you can burn out pretty quick and take a steep nosedive into depression, anxiety, and even resentment. You can start resenting those people in your life that are taking advantage of you if you don't take the proper steps to care for yourself. I'm not just talking about bubble baths. So while bubble baths are a great way to relax at the end of a busy week, we all need to be taking, at the very least, a few minutes a day to do something for ourselves. Whether that be taking a little bit extra longer in the shower, putting on a face mask at the end of the day, putting lotion on your feet before you go to bed, doing a spiritual practice in the morning. That is especially important if you are a spiritual person, to take those few minutes every day to reconnect and ground yourself. But like I was saying, it's not just all about physical stuff, right? So, and I know that it can be hard if you have little ones running around or maybe a partner that doesn't do their share of the parenting, but when you're always looking after other people and ignoring your own needs, you're going to give and give and give and give and give and give and give until there's nothing left. And that's not fair to them. That's not fair to the people that depend on you. And it's especially not fair to you. Especially not fair to you. So what is self-care really? What really is self-care? If it's not bubble baths, what is self-care? So it's not bubble baths. It's not chocolate. It's not getting a weekly massage. It's not getting your nails done. It's not getting your hair colored. It's not getting your eyelashes done. It's not any of that physical stuff. It can be. That's an important part of self-care. But if that's all you're focusing on, you're not really helping yourself. Real self-care is about making the choice to build a life that you don't need to regularly escape from. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. Real self-care is about making the choice to build a life that you don't need to regularly escape from. When you put it like that, it really puts into perspective all of the things that we have been telling ourselves or have been told our self-care, right? Bubble baths are great, reading a steamy romance novel in the bubble bath with a glass of wine by candlelight is great, but are you escaping from something by doing that, or are you actually caring for your needs by doing that? Because relaxation is important. Don't get me wrong. Relaxation, taking time to relax, taking time to decompress, that is all important, and it's an important part of self-care, but that if that is all that you are focusing on, really those things just come down to ways that we can escape, right? By getting our nails done, I guess it's not necessarily an escape, but by sitting down and getting your nails done, you are, in a sense, escaping from your life at that moment. You're putting all your responsibilities on pause for an hour and a half while you have your hands, you know, someone's working on your hands, you can't be on your phone, right? So in a way, that is kind of escaping from your life. So you might be going, you might be saying, okay, great, build a life I don't want to escape from, but how the fuck do I do that, right? How do I make a life that I don't want to escape from? So to answer that question, I'll tell you a secret of mine. So I used to really not care for myself at all. I would let everyone around me walk all over me, abuse me emotionally, financially, just take and take and take from me. And I would just accept whatever came my way, right? I had no boundaries. I had no way of expressing when I was upset with somebody or something that happened. I just sort of stuffed it all down because I thought that's what everyone did. I thought that's what you had to do. You had to just stuff it all away, put all your own needs aside constantly so as not to disappoint people. And as a result, that turned into a people-pleasing habit, which took a long time to break. Still working on it. Some days are harder than others, but I had a really hard time saying no to the things that I didn't want to do, and I would always take on too much, I would give too much, and I would not leave enough for myself. So real self-care comes first and foremost through setting solid boundaries around your time and especially around your presence in people's lives. So when was the last time that you agreed to do something that you really didn't want to do? How did that make you feel at the end of it? Stop and think about that for a second. Think of an instance. Everybody does things all the time that we don't want to do, right? So stop and think to something that happened to you recently that you didn't want to do, but you said yes anyway. How did that make you feel at the end? You maybe have made someone else happy, but did it make you happy? Probably not. Maybe it did. And if it did, great. Keep doing what you're doing. But it probably didn't make you feel happy. If you didn't want to do it and you did it anyway, you probably felt gross about it, probably unhappy, probably maybe even resented the person that asked you to do the thing in the first place. So if you're anything like me, you maybe don't even realize that you're doing this, right? I didn't know that I was doing this. I had no idea. I went 30. When did I realize this? I was like 31 years old. Went 30 years of my life not realizing that I was setting aside my own wants and my own needs for others to make them happy. So it was thanks to my amazing therapist who pointed this out to me that I was able to start doing some of that work, and I started to erect some boundaries in the areas of my life that really needed them so bad. You guys, oh my God, my boundaries used to be so bad. And it took a long time to work on them. Like, this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. So I want you, while you are going through this, while you're listening through this episode especially, just approach this with some kindness to yourself and just recognize that it is going to take some time to change these things in your life, especially if you're used to being a certain way, especially if people are used to ignoring your own boundaries, because maybe you don't have any either. Maybe you don't have any like I didn't. So I set boundaries with friends that weren't good for me, family members that made me feel like shit, and boundaries around work especially and my other responsibilities. One of the boundaries I set recently in my life is I decided I didn't want to do weddings anymore. And while I loved shooting weddings while I was doing them, I really realized that I wasn't doing weddings because I was in love with weddings. I was doing weddings because that's what I thought you had to do to be a professional photographer. You had to be a wedding photographer. So I set a boundary. I said, you know what? I'm not going to take on any more wedding bookings. And I had to turn away a lot of weddings when I made that decision. And it was hard. It's hard turning away money like that, y'all. But I had to do that because by ignoring my own boundaries, by ignoring my own needs as a neurodivergent individual, weddings are chaotic. There's so much work. There's so, like, there's just so much going on. There's so much stress involved. There's so much pressure on photographers. You know, you miss the first kiss, you're effed, right? You're totally screwed. You ruin someone's day. You miss the first look. Like, there's so many moments in a wedding day that just caused me to be so stressed out all the time. And I realized that that wasn't good for me. My ideal life did not align with weddings. So I set that boundary and I stopped taking them. And when I stopped taking weddings, I started taking on more boudoir and more empowerment bookings. And those really made me happy. Those made my heart sing. I could unleash my creativity in the studio with my clients. So by setting that boundary, I opened up the opportunity for me to shoot more of what I actually wanted to be shooting, what actually felt good to be shooting. So I started saying no more often, especially to requests like photographing babies and families. It's never been my jam, let's be honest. I think I've maybe in my whole career maybe photographed like less than 5 babies. But once I set that boundary, y'all, I never turned back on that one, not once. I've shot a few weddings for friends. That's different though. I wanted to shoot those weddings, right? And so I started saying no more often. And while it made me want to throw up when I started doing it, it's hard. It's so hard to start setting boundaries. But eventually it starts getting easier, right? So it started getting easier for me. And my life magically started to get less stressful. It's so interesting to me, the correlation to setting boundaries and the amount of stress that you have in your life. Right? Like, I don't know, it's crazy to me. If you've done any of this kind of work on your own, you probably already know this, but if you haven't, and if you think you need to start doing some work on your own boundaries in your life, head over to the Babes Club app, check out the hashtag boundaries in the Babes Club, where I shared a post with an info sheet on the types of personal boundaries that you might find helpful. So if you are like I was and had no idea what the hell even is a boundary, Erica, I'm not going to get into that on today's podcast. Head over to the Babes Club app and there's a worksheet or an info sheet that will tell you exactly what I'm talking about if you need some more information on types of personal boundaries and maybe some ways that you can start setting those boundaries in your life and start recognizing the patterns especially. So the other important aspect of self-care is one that is unfortunately not super easy and accessible to a lot of people, but I wanted to mention it anyway because I am lucky enough to have the privilege to have access to, and that is a good therapist. So going to therapy, obviously, sounds a lot less fun than a hot bath and romance novel, but hear me out, okay? Talking through the things that you're going through with a trained professional will, and I put that in capitals, will, in my notes I said will in capitals, change your life. Talking through your stuff with a trained professional will change your life. I think that everyone can benefit from going to therapy every once in a while if they're able to, and I recognize that I have immense privilege to be able to afford to see a therapist. I don't even see her that often anymore because while I do have privilege to have a therapist on retainer, it does still cost money to go to her, right? So I haven't been in a while. It's been a little while. Not since before the move. Marianne, if you're listening to me, I appreciate you. No, you're not listening to this podcast, but if you are, I appreciate you, Marianne. So going to therapy can give you perspective on a lot of things, and When you back up and observe your life from the viewpoint of someone else, you start to see the places where you can improve, whether that actually be more physical self-care, like going for a spa day, cutting, or more emotional self-care by cutting out that friend from your life that only makes you feel like shit when you hang out with them. Again, touching back on that, if your friends are making you feel like shit when you're hanging out with them, find better friends. Period. They don't deserve the space in your life. If they are making you feel like shit, why are you hanging out with them? And your reaction to that may be, well, if I don't have those friends, then I don't have any friends. Well, wouldn't that be better, though? Wouldn't it be better to just have no friends versus friends that make you feel like shit all the time? And here's the thing that I found as well. When I started setting these boundaries with the people in my life that were making me feel like shit, whether that be by setting a boundary, by telling them, hey, I don't like when you talk to me like that. That's an easy way of setting a boundary. Or whether it be completely cutting them out of my life, like I did with a lot of people a few years ago, I almost completely wiped my slate clean with all of my friend group because I realized after going to therapy that none of the people that I had surrounded myself with were coming along with me on this healing journey that I was going through. They weren't ready, and you can't force people to come with you. And when you realize that those people that you've surrounded yourself with don't align with the person that you want to be, you need to let them go. Because by doing so, those people are all taking up space in your life, right? You only have capacity for so much, for so many people, right, in your life. And when you let go of those friendships, you let them fall away, whether that be by telling them you don't want to be your friend, their friend anymore, or just like by drifting away. It's an easy thing to do to just let a friendship drift away as an adult. It's hard. It's hard to keep up with your friendships, right? Let's be honest. So it's just as easy to just let them go. Because when you let them go, you opened up that space in your life for the people and the opportunities to come to you that you align with. And it'll feel scary for a while. There was like a good chunk of, I think it was 2021 last year. Last year's 2021. Might have been partially 2020. I'm not sure. The timeline's a little fuzzy in my memory, but when I let all those people go, there was a time that like eight or 9 months or so where I felt like I didn't have anyone. I didn't have any friends. I had nobody to share things with other than Sean, right? And I do have those, you know, those core friends that always stick around. The people that you know are good, they'll stick around, right? But when you open up that space in your life for other people to come in and fill it in, it can feel a little scary while you are waiting for those friends to come to you. But eventually it'll happen. And this is something my therapist, bless her heart, told me, was that by letting go of these friends, I am opening up the space for more friends to fill that void. It's just going to take some time. And sometimes it can take years. And it'll feel really lonely. But loneliness is so much better than feeling like shit all the time. Loneliness is so much better than sitting with a friend or a quote-unquote friend that all they do is bitch and complain, and then you go home and you just like feel like shit. I would rather feel like shit by myself than feel like shit beside a shitty friend. That's just my two cents. So make the space in your life, set those boundaries with people, make the space in your life, and open yourself up to the possibility that there are people out there that are aligned with you and that are willing to give as much as they take. So self-care is the willingness to put in the work to improve your life. It's not just bubble baths, right? It's the willingness to put in the work to improve your life. And it is hard work, but it is work worth doing. So your challenge for this week is to step back and take a look at your level of self-care. Is it enough? It might not be. Maybe it is. Chances are it's not. We all could use a little more self-care in our lives. Me especially. I just talked about how I haven't been going to therapy for a while. I need to book an appointment with her, clearly, right? Self-care is important. So are you over-giving to those around you? Are you setting aside your own personal boundaries in order to make others happy while making yourself miserable? Remember that you cannot pour from an empty cup, but there are people who will keep trying to drain you dry if that is what they are used to receiving from you. Fill your own cup before you give everything away to others. It will do you good. So as always, at the end of every episode, we do a card pull. So today I am pulling again from the Wilder Woven Tarot deck. Ooh, excuse me. Almost burped into the mic, my bad. So today we're pulling from the Wilder Woven Tarot by Greg White. So this is the back of the cards. They're kind of like a cool like birch pattern. I will show the viewers of the podcast what this card looks like after I pull it. So we're going to pull a card. As always with these types of readings, a general reading, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. If it doesn't resonate with you, probably means that it wasn't meant for you. But if something pops out to you, even if it's just one sentence or one word, take that and run with it. Okay, we have the eight of wands reversed today. Speak into the mic. Eight of wands reversed. So I'm going to flip it around so we can see what it looks like. So the eight of wands, I did pull it reverse, but this is what it looks like right side up. So the eight of wands, I believe these are a bunch of like fireflies. There's a little kind of flame background. It's very orange and red. There's a ton of little fireflies lighting up the flamey sky. And there's looks like some larvae hatching maybe on little blades of grass. So I pulled this one reversed, eight of wands. Eight of wands reversed. When reversed, the appearance of this card may suggest that you're feeling inundated with too many ideas or tasks. With your attention constantly darting from one option to another, little progress is made in any direction. The persistent hum of busyness can leave us feeling anxious and exhausted. If you're able to, it may be wise to take a step back and allow this frenzy of activity to subside. So that persistent hum of busyness can leave us feeling anxious and exhausted. That can be said as well for those of us who don't have boundaries in place around our own personal needs, our own self-care habits. So make sure that you are taking the time to do a little self-care audit. Last week's episode was all about social media audits, so maybe this week's episode should have been self-care audit, right? So just do a little audit on the amount of self-care, the type of self-care that you're doing. Is it all physical self-care? Because if it is, that's okay. But you need to also be doing mental self-care as well. Do a little audit of how you are taking care of yourself, because you cannot take care of others if you are not first taking care of yourself. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for watching today's episode and tuning in week after week. And I will see you again next week live on Tuesday with next week's episode and a little update on how Disney World went. See you next week, babe. Bye. Thank you.